Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back better than ever. Better than we ever have right here. The Brilliantly Dumb Show. It's just honestly, Mikey, it might just be you and me right now. I have no clue where Joey D is right now.
He did like a text in the digest, I feel like.
Yeah, are you at the point? Does it hit the point of concern yet?
No, because he liked the confirmed text from you, the text that said confirmed. So I would imagine that means he's indeed confirmed.
Yeah. I tell you what else is confirmed. In case you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, you see it on Mikey V's hat. You see it on my hat that says have a day. Where do you get that have a day hat there, Mikey V?
I said right over www.breezygolf.com. That's www.breezygolf.com.
Guy never misses. Guy never. Does my face look extra? I feel like it looks a little round today. No?
No.
You don't think I'm packing on a few LBs?
Wow.
That is really nice for Breezy Golf right there.
You know what? That's Coral. That's Joey Coral cuts, ladies
good
and gentlemen.
Good Lord.
Joey
and that Coral limited cuts. Edition Bangarang.
True, it is limited.
Rufio at it.
Yes.
It's Joey D. Joey D, welcome to the program there, sir. We're happy to see you, pal.
Bob was concerned, Joe. He said he hadn't heard from you.
I was on a call trying to get Bob to sports another sponsorship, so it's the 5 minutes.
I mean, what are we doing here?
He never stops.
Come on.
I know they say money doesn't sleep.
Bob does sports or the Brilliantly Dumb Show?
It was Bob to sports. I was working with a Canadian company that wants to set up golf trips for us and some real nice destinations there, Doc. Yeah.
All right. I mean,
but
look,
the Brilliant Dumb Show is on the rise. I tell you what, man, this podcast, man, we missed 1 week and I heard a ton of fucking messages just of people who are not happy.
Yes,
it shows me that we're on the right spot. We just have to stay in our lane and it's all going to come to fruition.
There's also a lot more people going inside in McDonald's now rather than the drive-through, thanks to the fine words from Mikey B. So maybe we do have that effect and we are growing. And I do just want to take the time out to ask people, because we very rarely do it. Maybe at the end we'll do it. But a real like, comment, subscribe, even just to subscribe to the Brilliantly Dumb Show would go a long way. We're back up on the charts, which is terrific. And by the way, we're going to get our first T-Bone sighting in Chicago, who's been working behind the Bone is coming to
Chicago.
Yeah.
Mr. Anderson's going to be at the 5-iron free tournament
yes,
as well.
Yes.
You know, there's so many people that end up coming to this tournament that I forget that people. Now, I didn't forget about Bone, but there are a lot of people that recently have said to me, see in Chicago, Bob, that I had no idea that was going to be people that I should really know that are going to the tournament. You know, it really is just a whole chaotic thing.
Going to be a hell of a weekend.
It's going to be a terrific, terrific weekend. Joey D has his hand up. Joey D.
Is Mikey V still doing the donut challenge? Because
that's
kind
a good
of
question that I
radar.
Wanted to pose to Mikey question. V, because the dialogue for question. That has gone down. Now, my thing is I'm afraid. I'm almost a little afraid. I don't want to have him do it on the day of the Breezy, because I want Mikey V to be able to enjoy himself. I don't want him to have to be worrying about the donut challenge the whole way through. But Mikey, that really is up to you, to be honest.
What about the Thursday?
Yeah, but if he does it Thursday, then he's feeling like shit for Friday. You know, I do want a revved up.
I mean, he's got to do it at some point.
Wow. I mean, I look, you gotta take care of your
stuff. You do it Sunday night so that the guy can sleep afterward? I mean, no offense, but like, wow. He's got to do it at some point.
Look, I just want to take care of my locker room. It's like he's like on a pitch count right now. You know what I mean?
Like you're trying to ask LeBron when he wants to do a photo shoot. I mean,
that's pretty much what this is like.
Oh, my.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, here we go. If you don't say so yourself, here we go.
Amateur, competitive eater.
You know what I want to see Mikey do? I honest to God, I was thinking about it the other day when I was watching the UFC matches. I'd kill to watch Mikey V in a UFC cage, man. I would kill to do it. And to be honest with you, another thing that I would do, I wouldn't enjoy it. I would love to do an over under just to see how long we could last. I've always wanted to do that over under till we got a tap. You know what I mean?
Are you going back again to you and Joe?
I'd kill to
at the same match? Time.
If it's the same time, I think me and Joey D take that.
Yeah,
I think the same time, I think so? Me and Joe could knock him out. You think
knock me out? You think you'd knock me out?
Yeah.
I think you might. Yeah, you might be able to get
me. At the two of us coming in at you at the same
knock me out.
Well, I mean, if we're going to win the fight, we're going to win by KO, you would think.
I don't think so. I think you'd win by submission.
I just don't think that fight would go the distance.
One of you would go up high, the other would go down low. It'd be very hard to defend that after a while.
This is it. Go ahead, Joey D.
I just want to preface that I fight very dirty, so I would be.
Well, there has to be some semblance of rules.
You know what would be
on standards.
You know what you do, Bob? You kick him right under the kneecap, so he kind of buckles.
Jesus, dude, come on, man.
Joe's been thinking about this for some time.
Do you know? No, I haven't. By the way, I could see Joe in a 3-round UFC fight, and his face is bloodied. He gets the living shit kicked out of him. It goes into decision, and they hold up the right guy's arms, and Joe just freaks out, with blood just splattered all over. You know what I mean?
By the way, I almost made it my sell this week. The UFC judges have never been worse. They have never been worse.
I said that a while ago.
Bob's going to be like,
got a dear friend of the program here in Dana White. So let's
listen to the Brilli Dumb Pod. I'm sorry.
No, you never know. Whoa, Mikey.
Listen, I'm a big friend of Dana White. He never doesn't know who I am. Big fan of him.
You could have been a big friend on him, but you didn't come to the slap box, which was very, very upsetting, because that's so unlike Joey D. For Joey D to say no to
Dana White. Yeah.
By Dana White. That's not
big time Dana White. That's if you really think about it,
we had been traveling like crazy, man.
Joey D, man.
It was nonstop travel, international too, because I was in Vancouver. It was an international flight.
By the way, it's a move for me to make. I would make that move by now. Like when I had Tahoe, something I would do. But not you, Joe. That's not you.
You big league Josh and everybody else in that tournament.
No. I didn't personally big league Josh. Josh did not personally invite me.
Josh FaceTime. He said, FaceTime Bob. Tell him I'm upset that he was too big time to come.
Well, that doesn't mean that I big league.
Bad luck. Could be why he looks so bad. It could be why he
looks so bad in week one. Whoa. We will not take that 1-7
I tell you what,
today, man.
Big bounce back for him yesterday.
Huge bounce back.
Wait, I can't say. So wait a minute. I can't say he had a bad game week one. That's
No.
Compared him to Cutler.
Here's what bothered me.
Performance week one was Cutler-esque.
No, that's where I hold on. Mikey V, Josh Allen, by the way, a dear, dear friend of the pod. Mikey V goes on Twitter after week one, just like the rest.
Said it was a Cutler-esque performance.
Is Josh Allen turning into Jay Cutler?
Morphing. I believe I said morphing.
Whatever.
Well, that's
sorry.
Even worse. That's
I think morphing is more of a comedic, kind of undertone to it where people know I'm not dead serious. But
Mikey, in your field, you should be honest. You should.
I have to.
At some point, we got to protect our guy.
And I am. I just said he had a huge bounce back week. By the way, I was on the Bills first half over 13.5 points. I love them at home against the Raiders, and he was right on schedule, and it's good to see him bounce back. And now he's got to roll a little bit because, the Bengals look very, very down right now. The Chiefs don't look like the Chiefs right now. So, the AFC and with Rodgers out for the Jets, the AFC is a little bit more wide open than we thought. Although the Dolphins look very, very good.
Dolphins are good. People sleep on the Ravens. I know they're not great in the
Browns. I don't. I picked them to win the AFC.
Ravens look great. Yes, they're my sleeper. We had the Ravens. It was one of the easiest picks of the day.
Yeah. Now, Joe, in regards to Mikey V's picks, because right now Mikey V's only subs is red hot. He really is. I mean, he can't miss right now. I think the problem that Joey D has, which I do understand, Mikey, and it's not the sexy play, is that how you eat an olive, Joe?
Huh?
Is that how you eat an olive? That was insanity. Somehow. You're treating it like a sunflower seed. What with Mikey V's plays is he tends to do the first quarters and first halves.
I only did one first quarter yesterday.
By the way, I think is okay, but I do think it's a little frustrating for Joey D who wants a full game. Why don't you tell
me? I gave the Bucs,
and that was a great pick.
And I gave Miami over 2.5 team total touchdowns. Well, that didn't hit until the fourth quarter.
The problem
is The problem is we can't hit some of these bets.
Well, and I mean, that's the real problem is how California still doesn't have it. And how when you go to Florida, Florida still doesn't have it. It's just, it's beyond me. It's
we need DraftKings. We need DraftKings.
Yes.
We need the
legislation there to change. And you would think that California and Florida are so politically polar opposite of states in terms of their gubernatorial control, you would think legislation.
What was that word?
Gubernatorial.
That's a real word.
Yeah, that's a real word. Wow. Look it up.
No, I believe you.
Yeah. So, but my thing is, like, you would think that one of them certainly would have it, and the other one wouldn't, because they're total opposites. So yeah. I would have thought one, but you know, I don't know. California would be the state I thought would have it, because you know, New York, New Jersey. Traditionally very, very blue states, right? California, a very blue state, and not getting political at all, but you would think totally California would have it. I don't know why they don't. It boggles my mind.
The more I think about it, like the more I think about like gambling on games and stuff, and like lately I've been taking a lot of games that Joe's had and stuff like that. I'm really, the way I draw it up, I'm not doing it to make money, because it is so rare for the people to make money. I do believe there's guys out there like you, Mikey V, who can go over 50%. And if you really, really play it smart, but more times than not, everybody's going to end up losing. And that's just the fact.
Listen, you want action on the games. And here's the thing. Like, if you're someone with a steady financial income, and this will be my gambling responsibility spiel. If you're someone with a steady financial income, you have your money budgeted out appropriately to pay your bills, take care of your family, do what you got to do. If you're sitting at home, you work hard, and you want to bet on a Saturday night football game, you're not betting. Listen, we're not talking about guys who are betting a dime a game. And Nick, you want to throw $100, you want to throw $50, you know, even $20, $15. It's just to have a stake. You just want a stake in the action, because it just makes it that much more entertaining.
Yeah, like if the Titans are playing the Colts.
Right. Nobody want, like, is anybody interested in Saints Carolina tonight? Very few people are interested in that game, but like, if you put some action on it, you're going to watch the game.
That being said, do you think sometimes that these games are rigged?
No. Well, the Rams finish was
bizarre. I said that to Bob. It was outrageous.
The Rams finish was bizarre. Now, here's the thing.
In front of their home fans.
But it's really not, though.
It is, Bob, and I'm going to tell you why. If there was 10 seconds left on that clock, if there's 10 seconds and they kick the field goal, understood, you need the field goal anyway. But when you know 4 seconds, there's no way there's going to be another play. So take a knee. Bomb it into the end zone.
Bomb it in the end zone.
But
the field goal was a bizarre play.
I see what you're saying.
A horrible way to finish a game in front of your home fans. Dude.
But it's not as crazy as people say, because if there was an extra 2 seconds on that clock, the play is to kick the field goal there.
Well, that's what I just said, though, but there wasn't.
There was four seconds.
But all I'm saying is it's not that insane to where if you go for the touchdown, you're guaranteeing that you can't. If you kick a field goal, maybe you could try a shot of having 1 second left. It's probably not going to happen.
But what are you going to do? You're going to kick an onside kick. You can't get a touchdown.
But even if
that's the whole thing. Like, even if
I'm just saying it's not as – I see why people are upset. It's not as crazy as people think. Because if there's even another second, if there's 5 seconds, you have a shot at having an onside kick.
McVay's never had smaller balls in his life.
He's got a great physique.
Yeah, he does, but he's got no balls.
We're on to testicular atrophy, ladies and gentlemen.
Why would you not at least like heave one into the end zone? You're at home in front of your own fans.
All I'm saying is I understand.
If there's
4 seconds. So even if there's five,
There's 4 seconds. There's no shot. The game's over.
It's the normal play to kick the field goal.
Here's what could have happened. The only thing, I think that if they got a roughing the kicker penalty and the field goal was good, they could keep the field goal and enforce the penalty on the kickoff, and then they could have. But I mean, the chances of that happening, and then it's Joe's like right too.
0.001.
The onside kick. It's not like you can have the onside kick and then run a play. You have to somehow kick the onside kick, recover it, and advance it for a touchdown. Which I mean, that's insane. If you take a knee
like a gentleman and end the game, you're dead.
By the way, talking to a guy, if Joe had that bet the other way, you think he's here saying that right now?
He would have loved it. He'd be calling McVay the genius of all geniuses.
It was a push anyways. It was a seven.
I'm not saying that.
I heard it was 7.5. But that's
I was surprised, too, that they kicked the field goal. All I'm saying is it's not as crazy as people are making it out to be. That's all I'm saying. If they were down 17 and they did it, maybe.
You know how many bad finishes to games there were yesterday? The Giants were down 3 touchdowns. They come back. All of a sudden, anybody and their mother who has the Giants – -5 thinks, oh my God, it could go to overtime. I could still win this. And they wasted the clock. And I don't blame them for doing it, but it's just a terrible way to end the game. They ran the clock out, kicked the field goal, game is over.
Yeah.
Patriots are losing the whole game. They had a chance to go down and score a touchdown at the end of the game.
Crazy lateral. Let's head on into right now. Let's go into our buy or sell. I think it's buy or sell time. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com. What's coming hot? Fellas, Joey D, why don't you start us by yourself?
I actually, the first time ever, have a 2-1, if I'm allowed to do that.
Well, 2-1 special. All right. What do we got here?
2 sell for 1.
Wait,
are they related?
Oh, yes. Oh, I know. Okay. He's going to bang YouTube TV. He's going to bang YouTube TV.
No, I'm saving that.
I got to interject one second. This week was my first experience with the YouTube TV, but I had it on a TV, not a device.
That's what we did.
I gotta tell you, it was spectacular to the point where there was no delay.
There was no delay because
I'm watching my tweets live on the phone and I'm watching real time the play happening as the tweets are coming out.
I sold YouTube TV last week. I'm buying it this
week. They had a bounce back. They had a Josh Allen week.
Their week two, man, was they got the quad box with the red zone in there.
Unfucking believable.
Quad box with the red zone on top left.
The red zone in the quad box.
I didn't even see that. I didn't even see the red zone option for the other box. I just quad boxed the whole game.
You know, the only problem though, that ticket did mention, and it's true, and I thought it was because it was a local broadcast, but it's not. Not every game you can get in the quad box, and I don't know why. Even games that they're streaming.
There's local broadcasting, Bob, you don't get it.
But that's what I said to Ticket, but Ticket swears that's not the case.
I don't know. All I know is I scrolled through, and they gave you pretty much every combination where you want to watch the game and what quadrant. A tip of the cap to YouTube TV.
I agree.
I'm sorry, and I know you.
Hey, we're big YouTube guys.
I was impressed. Maybe somebody at YouTube's got their eyes on Brilliantly Dumb.
Wow.
I know this is going to sound crazy. I bet you this video for this podcast does well because YouTube will put us in the algorithm. I think they're that smart. And I'm that neurotic about it that I bet you this goes into the algorithm and does better than our other episode. We just named the episode
YouTube Steps Up. That should be the name of the episode. YouTube Steps Up.
I like that. I like that a lot. By the way, I gotta call Ticket out. I have to. I think his titles have been very lackadaisical. I think his titles have been really lackadaisical, and I've been meaning to say something to him, and I know he's going to be watching, so I might as well say now. I think the titles
clap back.
But have they not been a little lackadaisical?
I mean, I have no comment. When Ticket gets angry at me, he's very difficult. He's very difficult to deal with.
He's turning into the Jet.
Well, you know, you guys work these guys to the bone, Bob. I mean, these guys. Ticket in that picture you put up looked like he hadn't slept in 4 days.
Well, but that's on him. That's he's living a very good Ticket. By the way, Ticket lives a good life.
He doesn't. I'm not saying he doesn't.
And he's a machine now. He's a fucking machine. He's like Jet, where he's an assassin. He's
Ticket is also becoming a star.
And you don't fuck with Ticket. He's turning into that fuck you mentality, which I kind of like. He's been lacking on the titles, and I meant to say something to him. Last week it was football is back. No shit, it's back. It's week one. Know what I mean? I saw it. I was like, Jesus, Tig, you gotta give us.
Bob
no
was not happy with that. He was not happy with it. Man.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know he's gonna call me when he goes to.
Maybe he's using one of those like AI generator apps where he's like, "What should we name this week's episode?" And the AI generator just pops up with a suggestion for.
All right. So going back to the buy and sell, I have a 2-for-1 special. It's not YouTube TV.
Usually got to pay extra for that, but not here. Not on the Brilliantly Dumb Show podcast.
We're going to give you 2 for the price free of 1 of charge. Right here. Yeah.
Okay.
No sponsorship included, but that's neither here nor
never
there.
Never is here.
I tell you what, I think I got mush on the ropes, though.
You have mush on the ropes?
Mush is very, very, there are a lot of interaction between me and
mush. All right.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
If they make golf bags, I'll give you my address.
I don't get my
They job. Make overnight oats, Joe.
Joe, I don't get that.
Bob, how can you not get it from the biggie
Joe,
bag?
I got to be honest. I think the mush would be a good addition to the DeMar fridge because you're a guy who's constantly on the go. And when you're constantly on the go, there's only one place you want to go, and that's to mush.
Bob, how did you not get that joke?
I didn't get it.
It's a reference to us getting the biggie bag from Wendy's.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, no, just when you have to explain a joke, it's dead.
I know.
That's for sure.
Yeah, there's no chance for that thing being resurrected. All right, buy and sell. I'm selling right now, and I'm selling.
2-for-1 sale.
It's a 2-for-1 sale.
Buy one, get one free.
I am selling college football teams rushing the field. I'm over it. It's way overplayed. These fucking fans now will rush the field for a second week game. Colorado's my second sell. Colorado, this team thinks that they are the fucking God's gift to
Colorado.
The Buffaloes think that they are God's gift to NCAA football. They should have been embarrassed. They barely beat a no-name, almost Division II CSU Colorado State football team that is not good at all.
It's an established program, Joe.
Oh, they're terrible.
They're not a blue-chip program, but they're established.
They were favored by almost 24 points.
That they were.
They held on for dear life.
They did.
Barely won, and the fans are rushing the field afterwards like they just got – like in the final playoff for the Natty title. It's outrageous. They're going to get stomped on by Oregon. They're going to get stomped on by USC. They'll probably get stomped on by Washington State. These fans are enjoying the moment way too early, rushing the field like they just won their 15th game. It's outrageous. It's overplayed. The security should barricade the field so that these people can't run on. Dion almost got tackled getting out of there.
I'm going to say, I hope Coach Prime doesn't get a hold of this clip.
I hope he does.
We'll be yesterday's news for sure.
It's outrageous. By the way, Colorado, man, they're coming out with The Rock, with who is it, Quavo or Offset or whatever the hell his name is, with Lil Wayne. It's a whole show. It's a whole production. It's never been even about the football
he's
anymore.
He's making
all this money. He's not giving it back to the program.
I'm gonna tell you this, okay? I agree. Mikey, I'm curious your thoughts. I agree with the storming the field. I agree
100% with the storming of the field. That's a very
sometimes
good take.
They very storm when there's no need to storm. So I actually do agree with that. Just know with the hype around Colorado, you are going to get some hate coming into you.
I get hate. You know what? I'm always going to tell it how it is.
Colorado.
You don't think that Colorado is overhyped right now. They are not that good of a football team, man. They barely beat Colorado State. They are good. Bo Nix is going to spank that ass. He is going to dismantle this team next week. I'm telling you right now, I'm not a huge college football
guy. By the way, I don't
disagree. I would take the minus 17 to the moon.
I don't disagree that they're going to lose several games this year. They're going to lose. I looked at their schedule. I had them pegged for 5 losses. I think they lose 5 games. I think they lose to Utah. They're going to lose to Utah, UCLA, Oregon, USC, and then I had them one
Washington
more game.
State,
I
too.
Washington. Did they play regular
Washington? It's either Washington or Washington.
If they play Washington, that was the 5th game because Michael Penix is a fucking animal.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
But listen, there's one guy you don't go after right now because he's just too red hot, and that's Coach Prime. I'm not saying that I agree with everything he does, but at the same time, like, he's just a guy who's just on a different level right now. And he's doing all that shit, bringing people out because he knows what he's doing. He's creating a recruitment machine. That's what he wants to do.
He's
going to be there 1 or 2 years. He'll be gone.
I agree. He'll go to a major program.
I guess if his son goes to the NFL, but you would think he would stay there because he's got his 2 sons there. He's so at least he'd have a couple years.
You think Deion is made for Colorado?
This guy Colorado. All day.
He's gonna be in Florida. He's gonna be in Miami somewhere.
I think University of Florida would make a lot of sense for him.
You know what? 100%. I think I told Joe this. Do you know what the over under for Colorado was for total wins for the year?
6.5.
3.5.
Oh God.
Seth, my dad knows the deli guy at Publix, and they talk about their bets together. He showed him a ticket at Publix for over on 3.5 for Colorado. And
so what are they at, 3 now or 4?
They're at three wins now.
3, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to fly over. But.
Pretty crazy. But I will say, it's amazing what Deion Sanders is doing and the recruits that he's now going to bring in and what it's kind of turned into. With that being said, what Joe said about storming the field is spot on. They storm the field for anything.
It's every second now. Game now. It's outrageous.
I agree with that.
You used to storm the field when you won the last game, or if it was Michigan against Ohio State. Okay, fair enough. But you don't storm the field Colorado versus Colorado State, 3rd game in the season.
Yeah, we gotta do a Colorado counter for that.
Colorado.
I say Colorado. It's not
Colorado. That's another one. All right. I don't, but
let's go into Buffaloes. I'm just going to charge my laptop.
Oh no!
What? No! What? What's wrong with going to just plug my laptop?
We're in the middle of a podcast, Bob.
I mean, come. I'm here.
Imagine you're on Joe Rogan right now. You say I gotta go.
Plug
in my podcast.
That's the problem. We should be acting like we're on Rogan
for 50. For
imagine
10.
He was on Zoom with Joe Rogan. You think he'd have to step away to never plug in the laptop?
Joe Rogan would never be this on Zoom, and he would about have 10 sponsors that he could have talked about that I would have had time to step away. On this program, we're lucky we can't even get a goddamn thing right now. It's disgusting.
We're working on it.
Got to keep the lights on in here, man.
I have a bye this week, by the way.
Whoa!
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest. Holly made these for me yesterday. It's a game time snack, and I don't think they get a lot of respect. And I think in a lot of ways, actually, they get a lot of unwarranted disrespect because I think people have this idea of what they are in their head. And they think that if you eat these, you are less of a man than if you didn't eat these. And I'm not saying that their counterpart is not superior. So I want to preface this by making it very clear for all the pretzel makers out there that I am not saying its partner is not superior, because it is. But I will say this, the boneless buffalo wing, okay? The boneless buffalo wing may be the most underrated game time snack that there is, because it really is. When you're hungry and you're not in the mood and you guys are like me, when we're watching football, man, you're checking your fantasy lineup. You're checking your wagers. You're on the phone texting group chats left and right.
Yes.
You need your fingers available and able at all times. And with regular wings, man, like if you eat regular wings, you know you're taking a timeout. You're taking halftime. You need a premeditated break to eat a regular buffalo wing meal during a game. The boneless wings, Holly gave me a bowl of these things the other. She made them in the air fryer yesterday with the buffalo sauce, and she drizzled the blue cheese dressing over them. And I was just sitting out there with a fork, and it really was just so easy. It was so great. And I think they get a lot of heat because, again, you know, the traditionalist who says, you know, you got to eat the real wings. And I don't disagree that real wings are superior. I'm not disagreeing with that. But I think the most underrated, convenient, delicious snack with the least amount of work and mess is the boneless buffalo wing. I'm big buying the boneless buffalo wing this week, Bob.
When he describes it, it's tough to agree with. I mean, at first, it's like it is so much better to have a bone. It's tough to disagree with because you do need your fingers. Football Sunday, like, it's an ordeal to
the remote. You need the remote control. The phone.
By the way, you know, it's easier to get all the meat. You know, you get all the meat, but I do feel it's more tender having it from that bone.
There's no question. There's no question about that. There's no question. But a good boneless buffalo wing is still pretty fucking good. If
the Ranger removed the bones.
I think she did blue cheese over mine. Blue cheese, like, dressing she just put over. It was delicious. It was fucking great.
Jet one time did a rant about blue cheese people on how they refuse to listen to anybody else's opinion. And he said that
I like ranch.
He said blue cheese people in general are just very close-minded people.
Oh, my God. So ridiculous. Sounds like Jet's a blue cheese guy.
He's
a rancher. He's a rancher.
Yeah, it's just so ridiculous. Did you see Did you see me talk about those crab wontons, the crab rangoons?
Yeah, you love those. You love those.
I really do, but it really is true that it's like an origami to where, like, I don't know the proper way. I don't know the proper way to eat it. Like, what would you say, Joe? You're an etiquette guy.
I mean, if you have the surface area to pop one of those bad boys in the mouth, I think you go the whole thing in.
But then it's going to you thought Captain Crunch destroys your
roof of your mouth. You know what's another roof of the mouth destroyer? A club sandwich. You ever have a club sandwich? Yeah. That really fucking destroys the roof of your mouth. That toast really gets you.
Delicious. What's
matzo
another
ball
one?
Is a roof destroyer.
What is it?
Matzo ball is a roof destroyer. You have the matzo ball soup.
If it's too hot. If
that's
it's
what
too
I'm
hot.
Saying.
Yeah, it's soft.
But the
club sandwich is like you have – the club sandwich is so thick that when you bite it, you're exposing – the entire roof is getting exposed. It's got no protection because you're just going right in. And then when you close down, you're just fucking – it's literally like a paint scraper on the roof.
I know. It's a tough thing.
Brutal.
It's a. By the way, Joe said that probably the softest food on planet Earth for the mild destroyer. He said the softest food.
Roof destroyer, as it's hot. It burns the roof
when
of your mouth.
When it's hot. But it will. Those crab rangoons, bro. You put a full thing in there, forget it.
Yeah, that's a dangerous play because it holds, it retains so much heat until that shell's cracked.
Yeah.
You almost have to eat it with a fork and knife.
Yeah, or you just got to attack each prong, like each little.
Yeah, that's,
you know, that. Is that what you do? You're a prong guy?
Split it up, but like then the cheese gets... You know, the cheese kind of gets everywhere, and, you know.
That's... Bob hates, Bob loves anything with cream cheese. Yeah. Anything. If you go, like, if you ever take him to a sushi restaurant, if there's a Philadelphia roll on there, he will spot that puppy a mile away. Be like, you know.
Roll? What kind of roll?
Philadelphia roll. Oh, okay. You know, that's the one with the cream cheese. Yeah. He'll be like, you know, Joey D. He'll be like, Joey D. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a Philadelphia roll on there. You might want to give that a look. That looks interesting to me. I'm
Bob,
like, yeah,
was it you that recommended the cream cheese bacon bagel or the cream cheese Taylor ham bagel? What was it?
Yeah. He said,
What was it?
Oh, my. And even like,
what is it?
It's the bacon, egg, and cheese with scallion cream cheese on a bagel. Bro.
Yeah, you know what? Mike Coogs ordered that at the bagel place we went to the other Sunday. He's like, you know, I'm going to give this a try since Bob said that it was all right. He takes one bite of it, bro. He looks at me, he goes, I don't see what the big fucking deal is. He goes,
Damn, really? Did he really?
And then he went to the bathroom. Yeah,
No, that's his brother. That's his brother.
Do you know what it does, though? My issue with the bagels, if I get a bacon, egg, and cheese, right? That bacon, egg, and cheese, and I know it's the same way for you, Mikey, that's not enough. It's not. So you could order two.
It has to be, though. It has to be. You know what I do? I load up on the liquids because if I don't, it is not enough. So I get three beverages.
Yeah, but you don't want to have to do that. Like, you don't want to have to. You should be able to enjoy
the meal. What are the beverages you're getting? Coffee, orange juice?
Coffee, orange juice, cold Yoo-Hoo.
Oh, Yoo-Hoo.
That is, milk. I respect the fuck out of Yoo-Hoo, but that is crazy. Hold on. I thought you were going to say.
I thought you were going to say coffee, water, and orange
juice. Coffee, orange juice. And I tell you what, sometimes it's four beverages. If I'm hungover, the standard is the bagel sandwich, a coffee, yellow Gatorade, Yoo-Hoo, orange juice.
Are you serious?
But the liquids do make up for like the extra sandwich. Like I don't eat that extra sandwich because
like
I have the liquid.
Car wash going on in your mouth, like a fucking.
Well, they have to be drank in the correct order. Like you gotta go with the orange juice last. That has to be drank last because if you do the OJ before the coffee and the milk will be ruined.
So what do you drink first?
A chug the Gatorade right out of the gate. Gatorade gets chugged right out of the chute. That's not leaving any kind of aftertaste.
Yellow
right?
Gatorade's great.
Coffee and Yoo-Hoo kind of go together. Chocolate milk and coffee, like they could be mixed. I mean, you could put chocolate milk in coffee if you really want to talk about it. You really
Has someone
could.
Done that before?
No, but I tell you what, it ain't a bad fucking idea.
That's so not Cougs, a bad idea so at Cougs, all.
Cougs didn't like it.
No, he didn't like it.
Well, maybe he did.
No. Wait. It's not that he didn't like it. He just was like, I don't see what the big fucking the way he said it, it was just so fun.
But what it does for me is if I have a bacon, egg, and cheese, that's not enough. If I have
to, I agree.
If not, but what it does is it does work together, and then I am full after one of those, I'm good. I could still eat more, but I'm good. I'm in a much better place than if I just got the bacon, egg, and cheese. I get the cream cheese with it. You know, if I get a bacon, egg, and cheese, I'm always upset that I didn't get the cream cheese because I love cream cheese. You know?
Yeah. So you're saying that the cream cheese is more filling than the traditional bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yes, that's what he's saying.
It adds right, you add cream element. Cheese on there, and then, yeah, you're in a much better spot.
So bacon, egg, and cheese plus cream cheese, not bacon, egg, eliminate regular cheese, add cream cheese.
No, he wants cheese in there, too.
Okay. No. Bacon, okay. Egg, and cheese, keep it all the same. And then
double cheese.
Add the scallion cream cheese. Yeah, but cream cheese isn't really cheese. If you catch my drift.
I mean, I catch your drift, but that's...
Like, I know it is cheese, but it's not
I
really.
Could see how that does fill you then, because that's a whole nother bagel almost.
That's what I'm saying.
The whole element.
That Kooks thing bothers me.
Yeah, maybe, I knew it would. That's
yeah,
why
it's really upsetting. I mean, yeah, I'm
we could talk about it.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate him trying it.
he did try it. Hats off.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
And he did listen to the episode.
And he did, he's a rider.
I think he might have got it from the Instagram.
You know, he listens in the roller every day at work. You know, every Tuesday at work.
Me and Joe were talking about it that like there's something where if you get a Bob the Sports supporter, that's great. And I love it. We'll take it any way we can get it. But something about when somebody says to you, I'm a big fan of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, there's like that extra bit of, you know what I mean? It's just like,
well, Bob the Sports is such a monster, you know, a monster following at this point. When somebody references some obscure thing that was said on an episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show like last year, that really gets my juices flowing.
Yeah.
I've actually read comments in the Bob the Sports like YouTube comment section where people said, I discovered Bob the Sports and then that led me to Brilliantly Dumb Show, which I actually like more.
Yeah.
I've read that before.
I'm curious to see, and I'd be curious to see the people's comments is, like, there's guests that we can roll on, but to be honest with you, like, Ryan Clark was amazing.
He was so good.
Yeah, and look, I mean, the people know better. I enjoy our banter so much all together that I almost think our fans prefer us just talking.
We've had a lot of opportunities to do a lot of shows with a lot of people that people would know very well. And we've come to unanimous decision that it's just – not that it wouldn't work. It's just we think that that people enjoy this a little bit more.
I do too. Yeah. You agree with that, right, Mikey?
Yeah, for the most part. I do think like there's once in a while you get somebody an opportunity like with Clark. I thought that was a good decision with him.
Plus, too, I think we got to be so selective that they are with us and catch our drift. And like Ryan Clark was right with us.
He was with us step for step, stride for stride. Except the ice cream take was fucking horrendous, but
it was. And we let him know.
We've already crossed that bridge.
Yeah. All right, boys. Well, I think we could go ahead and we can get into our top.
What was your buy?
I bought YouTube.
Bought YouTube TV after he sold it last week.
First time in the show's history.
That's happened. Yes.
By far the first time.
Hey, you know what? That's a bounce back.
I'm all about accountability. And if I'm wrong, I will say that I'm wrong. And YouTube TV, did they just not have the quad box the first time?
No, bounce back too, Bob. They did have it, but we were doing it on the computer. We had just Red Zone on the TV.
You're right. You're exactly right. Yep.
And you can't do that on the computer. You have to do it on your television.
Who were you going to say bounce back?
Scott Hansen bounced back in a big way.
Joe, I mean, Mikey, if like watching the games with Joe, I think it's the most hysterical thing. If like there is an update that Red Zone was a little bit late to, he blames Scott Hansen. Like it's so clearly the production team that shows him what to talk about.
Look at how deep he is in that jar of olives.
There's only one olive left.
Yo, he is fucking deep in there, knuckles deep in a jar of olives.
I haven't eaten all day. I'm starving.
Why haven't you eaten all day? What, are you on a diet?
No,
are you looking to deflate a little bit for Chicago? Is that what's going on?
No, that's but I probably could. Okay. You know, my scale was out of batteries for the last like 2 weeks.
Are you deflating, Mikey, as well?
No. No, I'm just being mindful. I'll be mindful for the next couple days.
Well, you're going to do the donut challenge, so maybe he's...
He wants that donut challenge.
He really does. He wants
you
me in the
tell
most...
tell people you're going to do the something most, and then not do
no,
it.
No, and I agree with that. I do agree with that.
I would never make.
Here's the thing: I like Bob had said, I'm just trying to find the right time to do it. Thursday, I'm going to do it at 5 hours. Is it, Joe? It's going to ruin my entire night. Like,
it's at the end of the night. It's at 8:30 at night, 9 o'clock.
So you
at
want
night.
Me to take in like all that sugar right before we have an early morning Friday?
You know what?
Very
you're
early.
Sleep like
morning.
A baby. You're going to sleep Mikey. Like a newborn baby.
Mikey, what about Saturday at the draft party? Did you say you'll sleep like a newborn?
You want me to eat the donuts in front of the DraftKings executives, Bob? You think that'll be a positive thing?
I mean, they knew what they were getting with us. I mean, it's very on brand.
Maybe
you know?
We bring the clown show right
if
to them.
If they're willing to do some special kind of prop over under time, wow. Put it out on the app.
Imagine you see Mikey
would...
based on a DraftKings app.
Yeah. Yeah,
over under.
Just in case the relationship goes south, have Mush online too.
Yes. Yes.
Have Mush. This is interesting about Mush, though, man. I mean, I checked to see if we got that form that Mikey had sent us.
I sent you the form.
I never got Mush.
I sent you the form.
That form was Mush.
There was a form. All right, I got to look through my sent email, and when I find it, I'm gonna. So you're sure that you've looked?
It might have gone to my spam.
Sounds like something that would. I mean,
I don't think it would because I sent it. I'm not going to spam. I'm not getting spammed. But whatever.
I mean, we'll definitely look into.
I'll figure it out. But let me tell you something. Mush is. I think Mush. Well, you know, we're chipping away and compiling.
Okay. All right. I like it a lot. If not, I might just do the fake sponsor like I did with Windex.
No. Yeah.
That'd be funny if we just start rattling off fake sponsors.
I agree.
You know, I think we each
be kind of sad.
You know what I would
like
do?
To think that we don't have to, you know, do self sponsorships anymore.
I would do Foxwoods. Take the chance, make it happen.
You love that jingle.
Book, fingers snapping. all right, fellas, let's go into our top five. This is a Joey D top five here. Joey D, what do you got for us?
Today's top five is top five. Midnight snacks. Now, I want to preface this because I don't know what you guys did, but it can't be like leftover dinner foods. Like you can't say pizza or you can't
Whoa. Why can't it be pizza? Why can't
it not be pizza? Pizza's
a meal. I had leftover pizza is one of my highest fucking things on my midnight snack.
Are we going to allow? Okay.
Because here's the thing. I picture it this way. You order the pizza for dinner, right? Now you're drinking, you're hanging out, you're having a night. You're in the cave, and you say to yourself, "You know what, man?
I don't like it.
I really go for a snack."
I agree with you, but
I
agree with you. But
where
do you draw the line?
meat.
But you could say pasta, or you could say leftover meatballs, or you could say, you know,
I
like,
agree with that.
It opens the door a little bit too
pizza
much.
Pizza it's a okay, course. So, it's okay. It's not a snack. Right.
I gotta go last.
You got France. But I'm just saying, I thought about pizza because I think it's a great one. But then it just starts opening the door, like that one meatball that was left over last night. What happens to that? You know.
I agree.
The board denies it.
I see what you're saying, okay. Mikey, but the board denies it.
Okay, that's fine.
Joey D?
Do you want me to start off?
No, it's your top five, so you get to pick.
I think Bob starts us off here. I'll go second, then we lead off with Mikey V in the last spot.
Okay, I just want to confirm that I could do two different types of cookies.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yeah, okay. If you're specific about which cookie. Yes. I mean, I already know you're going to throw one out now because you said that. No, I mean, that's fine.
At number five, I'm going to go with, which is kind of new for me, and I love them. I think they're spectacular. Give me frozen grapes at five. Wow. Frozen grapes. Yeah, I just got more. I frozen grapes are light years away from a regular grape. It's really unbelievable. Frozen grapes at five. Number four, you could go ahead and you could actually go ahead and lock me in for the sliced turkey, like sliced turkey, like deli type meat. And you dip it into mayonnaise.
I don't have any issue with that at all.
Yeah. What I'm
I don't know about dipping it into mayonnaise, but
sure. throw some mustard on there. What I'm thinking of when I wake, you know, when I'm up at 12 o'clock and I'm hungry, walking down to the fridge, get the sliced turkey at four. Number three, I'm going to go with chocolate chip cookies. Anytime I could get my hands on chocolate chip cookies, I think is a no-brainer. Number two, it's just such a holy grail snack. When I think snack, I think chips. And Dorito, I just think it's just a holy grail snack. So I got Doritos at two. And then number one, it's just like always something you have late night and you could just snag them and snag them and snag them. Oreos, I think for number one, and if wow. I don't go myself, I love my list. I really do.
He loves the list, folks. He really does. I have no issues with that at all, Mikey V.
No, I mean the turkey to me was a bizarre play, but that's fine. But to me, it was a bizarre play.
No, I appreciate the honesty.
Yes, you're welcome.
Joey D, who do you pick next?
I'm going next because Mikey V, we said we'll let him go last because he had to make the last minute adjustment. I'm going to start this off at number five, Bob. I like the turkey play. I have cold cuts. I like salami or prosciutto, like a piece of prosciutto or turkey if you have it. I don't know if I have to be specific about it. You put turkey. I think you could just loop it into cold cuts. I think like any kind of deli meat that you have in there, throw it in the, you know, because it kind of adds more than just like you're craving a snack. It actually satisfies the hunger too. So give me cold cuts at five. At number four, I'm gonna go with trail mix. I was back and forth on nuts or whatnot. Trail mix, I think it's a great snack anytime, but especially a little saltiness at the end of the night. Give me a little trail mix at number four. Number three, I'm gonna go with Doritos. I love the play, Bob. I was gonna go chips, but I think, you know, I'm happy to go more specific. Doritos is, to me, the king of chips. Whether it's Cool Ranch or the Zesty Nacho Cheese or any of them, they're all great. At number two, I'm going Oreos. I love the Oreo play. I think it's great. You know what the game changer was? Perez's wife puts the Oreos in the freezer.
Yes. Frozen Oreos are iconic.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. I never had that before.
I have that on mine.
I was shoveling these things in
best.
By
the... They're the best.
It's unbelievable.
You got more room. You got more room for frozen Oreos than you do traditional. You do.
Oh, yeah.
You do. You do. I don't know why that is, but it's true. No, I think because I it's a numbing more, sensation. I don't know.
I have more and more of appreciation for that freezer now with some of the things you could throw in the freezer. She does do that. It's spectacular.
I have two freezer. I have three freezer items. But
and then at number one, I think this is the goat of midnight snacks. You feel naughty doing this at midnight. You really do. You feel naughty. You feel like, naughty. You know, ice cream, man, ice cream at midnight is to me unbeatable. You get a bowl of it, or sometimes I'll just take the tub, Mikey V, and I'll
go. Hey, listen, listen. I just so somebody sees that number. So wow. Somebody sees that number one before somebody says, "Oh, he waited for Joe." But that's my number. Of
midnight snacks.
100%.
Convince me.
100%. 100%. The fact ice cream.
The summer.
The fact ice cream did not make Bob's list is an automatic DQ for me.
Loved his list, though. He loved his list.
I'd love it more with ice cream on it,
Mikey V. Mikey V. When it's a hot summer night too, ice cream's even better because it cools you down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream number one. It was always ice cream, man.
Yep.
That's my list.
Yeah, I fuck. I wish I the ice cream thing. I don't take back my turkey comment. I think I just. The frozen grapes, I guess, wouldn't have
but
gotten
But to have on. Turkey on your list and not ice cream, is it's almost sacrilegious.
Yeah.
Tough look for the young man.
All right, number five, chips and dip. Chips and dip, any kind of chips and dip combo, whether it's, Tostitos and salsa or, you know, something with spinach artichoke, chips and dip.
Yeah.
Five, frozen Reese's. Four. Whoa. Frozen Reese's. Stick the Reese's cups in the freezer. And
I never tried that.
Number three, I'm not going to say frozen Oreos because Joe said it as like a thing. So I'm just going to keep, but I do have a pairing though, Oreos and milk. If the milk doesn't play with the pairing of the Oreos, that's fine. We could just stick with Oreos, but Oreos and milk. If you haven't really done the Oreo dunk into the milk, it really is the most spectacular dunk into the milk. I think better than chocolate chip cookies and milk personally. Peanut M&M's number two for me because I'm just a peanut M&M diehard. Yeah. I'll live and die on that sword every day. And then number one, I told you, is ice cream. Ice cream is the only answer for wanting this. The fact Bob did not even – I'm flabbergasted by that.
Me too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I missed it. I missed the mark there. I really did. And Joe's right. You know, if you have ice cream like after dinner, it's not like that naughty feeling when you go to the freezer at like 11:30 and you turn on
like an episode of Seinfeld or something. Here's the thing, too.
If you, I don't know if naughty you guys are like me, thing. But if it's a pint of ice cream, like not the quart, but if it's the pint, that sucker's going down in one sitting. Like, there's no way that's getting returned to the freezer with like a little bit, like, there's no shot. It's gone.
Tell you what I'm doing, man. I'm getting a big old thing of Haagen-Dazs tonight.
Are you tonight?
I am.
The week of the breezy?
By the way, the official sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Brilliantly Dumb Show. Haagen-Dazs. Sip it, slurp it, scoop it. Haagen-Dazs. You can't go wrong when you go Haagen-Dazs. Joey D, do a fake sponsor before we leave here tonight. And we will do our honorable mention.
Charmin.
Commit.
Can I say the sponsorship?
Oh, commit. I'm saying commit.
The Brilliantly Dumb Show is presented to you by Charmin. When you want your ass to be wiped with the most luxurious and the most comforting toilet paper, use Charmin. Charmin all day, all night, all night long.
Thank you, B. Let's hear your sponsor.
Brilliantly Dumb Show is proudly brought to you by Modelo. Oh. Be different, think different, drink different, be special. Modelo Especial.
Modelo. You know, Bobby, you ever see the commercials where they like highlight, like Michelle Nunez was like, they do the thing. Michael Vellani just wants it more. Getting up every morning at 5 a.m.
Before the Brilliantly Dumb Show, Joseph DeMar was cutting hair in the streets of Vancouver. Look at him now. Modelo, your official sponsor of the
book. When Michael Vellani steps into the cave, he's not stepping into any cave. Honorable mention, quick ones, boys. I'm doing ice cream. I can go fuck myself. Damn.
You know what, though?
He may get
resurrected because now ice cream is going to be in his graphic. You know what I'm saying?
No,
the people may be like, if they don't listen and they only see it, perhaps he'll get some leeway. But the fact turkey's above ice cream is a problem. I'll go with a candy. You could give me a Sour Patch Kid or a sour gummy of some sort. I like that play, like a gummy candy of some sort. But give me the Sour Patch Kid for argument's sake.
I'll go Reese's chocolates.
Yeah, peanut butter chocolate at night.
Fair enough. Fellas, just a terrific, wild, chaotic episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. And remember, we just want to thank our sponsors, Jiffy Lube, for having us here tonight. Shout out Jiffy Lube. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Fellas, I love you and I appreciate you as well. We'll see you next time. Like, comment. Oh,
you know who is the sponsor?
Breezy Golf. BreezyGolf.com. We'll see you over there.
We'll see you in Chicago.
We will.
See you soon, Bone.